Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
And Jeff, I coughed right when you spoke.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up on the housetop? Click, click, click.
Oh. Stylies.
Stylies.
Edition.
Speaking of housetops, what was the Kalpas runs this town. Is
that what it was? Oh, yeah.
Clappus.
Clappus. Yeah.
All right, Clappus.
Wait. Now, Anders Holm, in front of a bunch of people, called me Clappus. But hey, someday this town will be Clappus Wood, and everyone was going to be answering to me.
Yeah, it's going to clamp it wood when you're done with it.
Mike!
You take that back.
You know what I'm talking about. Clamp it. That's the, is that the Beverly Hillbillies? Is that the Clampets?
Sure.
Never seen it.
They're kind of dumb.
Never seen, never heard.
Mike.
Green Acres? I don't know.
Let's get down to brass tacks. You got your booster. You got your flu shot.
Thank you. Yes, I went in yesterday. I did the whole thing. I went in. I was signed up for a booster, but went in and I said, can I also just get a rapid test and a PCR test? And they said, sure. I said, okay. And then I got in there and the doctor was getting my booster shot ready, and she goes, have you had your flu shot? I said, no. And she said, you want to get that too? I was like, sure, let's do it. All
load me up,
whatever you got.
Oh yeah, poke me with everything. And I did, yes, the rumors were true. I felt like shit yesterday because of all the crazy crap going on in my body.
Oh, that's why it was.
Even today, yeah. I woke up feeling a little flu-y, achy, and I said, what? I better not be feeling this for the rest of the year, folks.
Yeah, this is life from now on. That's no good.
No. Unprecedented times for sure. And
the
new normal.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
The new normal on NBC. Check it out.
Yeah, it's not just a hit show anymore.
A canceled show
life.
From 8 years ago.
It's your life, mister.
We should pitch a show that's sort of like one of those Modern Family type knockoffs that's about the three of us.
The three friends.
The new band.
The new band guys. We each have wives and kids.
The new band guys.
Tim, you got any medical updates?
No, I mean, I didn't get a booster because I got COVID, but I'm going to still get the booster just to be double safe. How about you?
Same. I got a little update. I bit my tongue yesterday.
Oh.
Not even yesterday. A couple days ago. Bit it so bad it was bleeding, like blood shooting out of the side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's bad news.
Did you, I'm guessing in that moment you said something along the lines of, I bit my tongue.
Yeah, I was alone in my apartment, but I did say that.
When you bite your tongue, the thought that goes through your mind isn't even like the pain. It's just like, oh, I could have avoided this. So, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, fuck. Fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
It was such a deep bite. Like, you don't bite this part of your tongue. I don't know what it was doing near my teeth.
He got the
had no business being there. Guys, it shouldn't have been there.
It was wrong place, wrong time. Well, there goes your popsicle modeling career. That's for
so
sure.
So I only bring it up because if I start to speak a little, if it sounds like I came back from the dentist, that's why. If
oh,
I
yeah,
start to
yeah. Me too.
If I enunciate weird.
Well, once we get into the second round and I'm still enunciating weird, that's I bit my
that's what it
too,
is. Yeah. I think we all did, actually.
Yeah, man. Hey, you turn your music down up there. I'm sorry, I bit my tongue.
Jeff, is it going to be hard while you, you've got an open sore in your mouth, so you can't eat anybody's butt for a little while?
Yeah, no, I know. It's disappointing for a lot of people.
Is that the rules?
That's the rule.
I saw people lined up in front of your place, kind of like, it's going to be a while.
Not going anywhere for a while?
That was a fun. People on Twitter were having fun with the CDC COVID guidelines, like first wave COVID. Yeah, and it was it said like analingus if you have open sores in your mouth or something.
I thought you were going to say analingus if you have to.
As a last resort.
If you simply must get off. Analingus is fine.
Well, Jeff, if I turn around and see that tongue anywhere near me, I'm going to kick you right out of here.
Yeah, good. No, you should.
Well, it's nice and healed up.
For both our sakes.
Want to get into some BIP?
Yeah, you have BIP?
Yeah, BIP it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Business time is here.
Yeah.
Oh. Spirits far and near. Pickle packs and sweater packs and several kinds of beer.
Honk.
That's going to the Honk Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's the longest honk of the year.
Booze News Time is here by Dan Padley himself.
Padley. Hi, it was Padley.
I met that man.
And if you have a booze news theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you hear something like that and go, yeah, he got the assignment right.
Oh, God.
What?
The assignment was assigned to him.
Now, do we say that sort of shit here?
No, that's like a meme thing, right? That's like a...
Do we want to be choogy or do we not want to be choogy? We never really talked about it.
I think I'm going to be kind of choogy this holiday season.
Okay, let's agree the three of us can be choogy just this holiday season.
Just the holiday season. It's a nice time to be choogy.
Yeah, until January 1st, choogy.
Yeah.
Great. I'm on board.
A little corny.
Great.
But, you know, hey, it's that certain time of December.
Yes.
It's that December-y time of year. And we're attacking the holidays, folks, right out the gate here. We said we're doing cozy drinks and stuff. And this whole month, we're going to be
cozen,
celebrating that certain December-y feeling you often quite get. For booze news, I just wanted to say that I've been out there in the wild and I have seen with my own eyes that the holiday gift packs are out.
Ooh.
No, in the wild?
I'm talking bottles. Yes, liquor bottles in nice little packaging with little side trinkets packing the shelves of pharmacies and grocery stores. You've seen?
I've seen. Tim, I thought you meant the seltzer pack, but you mean the gift box of the liquors with the commemorative glasses.
The gift box with the liquors with the commemorative glasses.
Oh, yes.
Now, if I remember correctly, if you were smart like Tim, you would have already had your holiday packs purchased the day after Christmas last year.
Right.
And then wait this year to get the next year's. How does that work out?
If you want to pay top dollar, go get them now. Be my guest.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're a corporate sucker, yeah, go for it.
You've reminded me that right after Christmas last year, I bought a rum chata holiday pack.
You showed it to us on the pod.
Yes. And remember, I was bragging that I had missed Christmas and one of the little side gifts was a nip of peppermint rum chata, and I didn't want to drink it because it was no longer the Christmas season, so I still have it. I've waited a whole year, and now I'm going to... Maybe I'll drink it live on the pod, and you guys will be shocked.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Drink it Christmas morning, and then we'll play it.
I will do that. Anyway, what I was getting at here with the liquor packs is I've seen some fun ones. I saw, you know, a Grand Marnier with a couple of nice Grand Marnier glasses. I saw Fireball Christmas ornaments. That's kind of cool. But then which one did I take home? Here's a little show and tell for you. Gadoosh, take a look at that.
Oh, good. Whoa, good pick. We got a Crown Royal Fine Deluxe.
What's the what's the fun part of it?
Two rocks glasses.
Two nice big fat rocks glasses would be good for an old fashioned. And also, don't you love that Crown Royal bottle? It kind of has a I dreamed of Jeannie. You rub on that thing and
I dreamed of her right in the out. Past tense.
Yes. I will have been dreaming of her.
At some point in life, I'll have dreamed.
What's done is done. I dreamed of Jeannie.
Is it dreamed or dreamt? I've been saying dreamt. Am I wrong?
Dreamed.
I dream. Current present tense.
No, no. But what is the past tense of dream?
Oh. Dreamt.
No, dreamt is not a word.
It's not a word?
It couldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
If only there was a search engine.
You know what? I wrote this down the other day. This is weird.
Really?
And maybe these are the only two verbs that do this.
But burnt?
The vowel sound, you know how it changes kind of strangely when you go past tense?
Mm. Yeah.
Think of teach, taught.
Taught.
Yeah.
Seek, sought.
Sought.
Why do we do that?
Wow, I've never said sought outside out loud in my whole life.
Why are we taking these high E-E-E verbs and turning them to aw-aw-aw in the past tense?
Yeah, I want a nice E-E-E. I don't want to get an aw-aw-aw.
I said sought. Well, I was in the grocery store looking for the ingredients for this drink today, and I said, I can't find the butter. And the person working there was like, well, have you looked around? I said, yeah, I sought it out for almost an hour. I sought this aisle. I sought almost every aisle.
Well,
what did they say?
He said it's by the milk. And I said, all right, well, you could have said that 10 minutes ago.
It's by the milk.
Oh.
Have you sought by the milk?
Oof. Milk and vanilla? Ooh. No. Milk, vanilla.
Sure, but vanilla milk would be good.
Sure, it would be good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nesquik.
Sure, it would be good. Good. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say, slopheads, I like seeing... I know what's at my local Albertsons, but I like seeing these holiday liquor gift packs that people choose to buy. So snap a picture and tag us on Instagram and we'll share it because it's a very fun thing. I it's weird that it works on me, but I do buy them.
Tim, I don't think it's weird that it works on you.
Are you saying I'm some sort of big fat jackass?
I think in Crown Royal, they got a picture of your head with a target around it.
It suits the person who buys Tabasco shirts in bulk.
Tabasco. I bought those on the runways of Milan.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. Tim, you said that Fireball had Christmas ornaments. I'm curious to see what else is out there beyond glassware. Because I'm a glassware guy. I would never go Christmas ornament. But think of all the directions you could take it. You know, if you folks find something cool out there, we want to see it.
I think Fireball's been doing a lot of crazy stuff, too. They got barrels and kegs and stuff, so... Tweet us.
Tweet it up.
Tweet it up.
And tweet speaking of torches. Doing something it up, wrap it up.
Ooh. Oh, ring dong, ding dong, ring dong, ding dong.
Yes. Very religious almost.
Yeah. Well, this is a Catholic podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we are all three of us were raised Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we still are, right?
Yes.
Practicing.
We're still being raised.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have no business celebrating the Christmas holiday.
Let's just say that, look, we've given this show a year calling it a cocktail podcast. You know, we've been very successful, but I wouldn't say we've beaten Joe Rogan yet. What if we just start billing it as a Catholic podcast?
I wonder how well we do.
That would be funny.
It would Catholic test well drinking with podcast. The Catholics, yeah.
The tags on iTunes would be like comedy, food and drink, Christianity. That could do well for us.
There's like a prayer app that exists, and it's like one of the like its numbers went up huge this past year.
Really,
people are not because like religion necessarily, but just because of like spiritualism and just like meditating and stuff. People kind of use it for that too.
There's an app for everything these days to the point where like pretty soon next you're going to tell me there's an app for Uber.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to go on your laptop and sign in to order an Uber. By the time I'll be at a bar or something, I got to get home, and I'm like, all right. I go behind the bar. I'm like, you let me get on. Give me your laptop. I got to get home. And let me bring it outside until it gets here.
Hey, you know what? I bet we'll see something in our lifetimes where you combine Cameo with a priest. You can be like, hey, have that priest give me a blessing, or have that priest call my mom and sort of bless her new house.
I bet that's...
Hey. Bless her house.
Yeah, that's the next most popular thing a priest would do.
Hey, well, what about our sponsor that does the online therapy?
Yeah, BetterHelp.
Wonderful company. They should get into the confession game where you get a priest on there doing confession on the app.
Oh yeah, but don't get hacked. Don't get hacked.
I'll tell you something. After the way I made dinner today, I need a priest over here to bless this mess.
Mike?
Oh, Mike. What? Don't say that.
I made a mess. Cleaned it up nicely. It's looking very nice here now, but earlier he would have had a blessing.
What was dinner tonight, Mike?
Dinner night was another... I did a very simple fusilli.
What was the vegetable side?
No vegetable side. Usually when I do pasta, the pasta is the thing. Mm. And the vegetable was the tomato sauce.
Oh. Mm. So I was right.
You're right. And I cut up some ham. Put that
I knew that something weird was getting cut up. I was waiting to hear dates.
It's not too weird.
Oh, really? It's not weird? Oh.
The dates are not weird.
You had a ham steak and some scissors.
This was not a ham steak. I did have a ham steak a couple weeks ago. I finished that thing in a day. But I had some maple ham. Sandwich meat, you know.
Cold cuts, yeah.
Cold cuts, yeah. I chopped those. I didn't have enough for another sandwich because I have been stacking them pretty high lately.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Threw them in there. I sort of fried it up like a bacon.
Whew. Well, sounds like a delicious meal. Are you ready to wash it down?
Yes.
With the drink of the day.
Now we are talking.
Hot buttered rum you've had.
Ooh, not had.
Not had.
Excited to have.
You've heard?
Have heard, not had.
Yeah, I've heard, but it's like, it's a weird one. I'm glad we're doing it. This feels like what this podcast is for.
Mm-hmm. This is cozy. This is cozy Christmas stuff.
Like weird, antiquated, old-timey stuff.
Yeah, how old-timey are you picturing?
I wonder where this drink comes from. Oh, we'll never know.
Well...
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Scrooge times.
Scrooge times, Victorian England, Dickensian.
Dickensian times.
Well, you're quite close.
Say what?
Old colonial times in America, though.
Ooh. We're talking Revolutionary War.
Johnny Tremaine.
That's right. Johnny Tremaine is a fake guy, but...
Real war.
So is Johnny Appleseed, to be fair.
What about Johnny Rotten?
I associate him personally a little more with like the 1977 punk movement.
Yeah. Remember we saw him once at Whistle? Cat
and Fiddle, and he was chewing somebody out.
Yeah, we were sitting there having a beer, and we heard some yelling going on, and we looked behind, and it was Johnny Rotten yelling at somebody for taking his picture, I think. That's great.
That's how you want to see someone.
Yeah, he was like standing up and screaming. We're like, yeah, in character.
Was he like grabbing his crotch as like a, I love when the Brits do that. When they're like, oi, as like a middle finger type thing. They just grab their crotch, but in your direction.
I like it when the Italian Americans do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing it to you guys right now.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, colonial rum... The colonies,
that's us.
British colonies. This was a thing that they thought was like a health drink, you know, because they were like, oh, rum will keep you warm and butter makes you strong. And this pops up in that old, the Jerry Thomas book, How to Mix Drinks. We talked about that in episode one, I believe, the Tom Collins, because this is like kind of the first big cocktail book in the 1800s. And hot buttered rum is in there. He calls it hot rum. And then he's also got hot spiced rum. But it's around for a long time. And then it gets a boost because in 1937, it's mentioned in this big best-selling novel by Kenneth Roberts, Northwest Passage. You guys ever hear that?
Oh,
I've heard of that.
Love that piece of literature.
Oh, you're a bibliophile, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, he's so dismissive of his power.
No, it's not a power. It's a hobby that I love. But we're not talking about that book anymore. No. We're talking about Tim.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The rum.
Well, this, Mike, you can tune out because it's probably boring for you. But that's a book. It's a novel about the French and Indian War. And here's a quote from it. It says, "After a man's had 2-3 drinks of hot buttered rum, he don't shoot a catamount," says Roberts. "All he's got to do is walk up to him and kiss him just once, then put him in his bag all limp." And catamount is like a bobcat, I think.
Mm.
I don't know what they're saying here. What if you've had some drinks, you don't shoot a cat, you just hug him?
Maybe your breath is so stinky from booze that it knocks it out.
Yeah, or maybe you're so confident with your rum goggles.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, is a catamount a lady? No.
I googled catamount and it said that it's like a mountain cat.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't shoot a lady.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, especially now with the Me Too movement and everything.
It's interesting, Tim, you say, what did you say that book's about? How did you phrase it?
Northwest Passage?
Yeah.
I think I said it was about the French and Indian War.
That's interesting. I just, you know, yeah, that takes place in the book. Really, it's about individualism. It's about, you know, maturing out of, you know, away from your, you know, fighting the ranks in individualism.
So this is like a literature podcast at this point.
I know. You guys keep pulling me into that. Come on. We're talking about hot buttered rum, a drink. A drink for all the holiday seasons.
So the people who read this book say, we got to start having that again. And it comes back into style. And then our beloved Trader Vic, not Don the Beachcomber, but his rival, Trader Vic, invented a tiki version of hot buttered rum and put it on the menus at all the Trader Vic's. And he made his with like a batter that you mix in with the rum.
He got sneaky with the tiki.
He got sneaky with the tiki. And that's what I've had this drink twice. Once at the Tam O'Shanter, because they have it around the holidays and it was good. And then once I bought a little jar at BevMo, they had Trader Vic's hot buttered rum batter. And you just basically take like hot like rum and boiling water, and then you mix in a teaspoon of this like sugary batter they got.
Okay, yeah, so when you say batter, you mean the powder that is used to make what I think of when you say batter. Because when I hear batter, I think of slime, like pancake, like pancake batter. But you mean it's actually like the combination of spices. It's like a dry good.
Well, it was kind of slime. I mean, I do have a little jar of Trader Vic's slime, and it smells like. It's. Have you ever had that like Trader Joe's like speculoos or like that cookie butter?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like that, where it's brown sugary, but it's
oh my God.
Soft like Play-Doh.
Now let me tell you this: I made some of that for my second round.
Michael.
Yeah. Jerry Thomas. The Thompson Guide is a map book.
Yeah, and John Thomas was a steakhouse in Ithaca, New York.
Yeah, we're not doing that version. But yes, I was reading about what, like, looking for recipes, and it had all these batter things. And we talked about the batter one. And then I said, I'll give this a whirl. And it was fairly easy to make. We can talk about that later.
Fantastic. Because, yeah, I think we should all try different variations for round two. Because this is kind of a loose drink. You know, it's got to have hot water and rum. And then every website we looked at had a different recipe for it, and people really like to tweak it to their specifications. This is not on the IBA list, but we wanted to dive into a cozy classic.
This is a good one to know early on in the holiday season, because, like, you know, this happens to me all the time. It'll be like Christmas, like, oh, I gotta look up some Christmas drinks, and they're all kind of too complicated, and it's like, oh, well, I've missed the whole season. I could have been sitting on the couch watching you know, Christmas Vacations or drinking this thing.
Yeah.
So I agree. Let's keep it simple. And the recipe we're going to use now, and we're going to put in our show notes, is going to be the Jerry Thomas recipe from the 1800s. Very, very, very simple. Probably not very good. And then we'll jazz it up as we see fit.
Ooh. Hit him with it.
Scoobop, scoobop.
Here's that recipe. Take notes as I speak. Oh, and also this is written in the 1800s, so it's funny. Hot rum. Use a medium bar glass. Hot. Oh, preheating the glass. That's a good idea. Mm. Jerry Thomas says, take one small teaspoonful of powdered sugar. It's funny to say a small teaspoonful because a teaspoon's a teaspoon. And then yeah. Powdered sugar. I'm using a sugar cube. Do you guys have powdered sugar?
I do have powdered sugar from this pod.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Next up, one wine glass Jamaica rum.
Right.
Now, wine glass, that's a lot of drink, maybe.
This is a funny measurement that he uses a lot, and I looked it up, and a wine glass is actually just 2 ounces.
Okay.
I think I emailed Jack Schramm to double check on this, and he didn't write me back.
He probably saw it and said, ooh, wine glass full of rum. That gives me an idea. He's passed out somewhere.
He's been on a bender ever since.
Jack, if you can hear us, just call us. Somebody, we need to know you're still around.
We're worried, bud. And finally, the third ingredient of three, one piece of sweet butter as like large as half a chestnut. Sweet butter is unsalted butter, and I don't know how big a chestnut is, guys. What's half a chestnut?
Sure you do.
Half a chestnut.
Half a chestnut.
Just go check your roasting fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Or
so
your open fire.
When I think
maybe
a
like
chestnut,
half a golf ball?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, no bigger than a golf ball would be a chestnut.
Okay.
So
that's
a half
lot of,
chestnut.
That's a lot of...
I mean, sounds like a tablespoon to me.
Yeah. Okay. And then here's in the method we're going to get a little, one more ingredient. Dissolve the sugar in a little boiling water.
A little boiling water.
Add the rum and butter. Fill the glass 2/3 full of boiling water. That's interesting because we don't really know what's... It's a medium bar glass, so 2/3 of a medium bar glass. I don't know what I'm going to use there. And then finally, stir, grate a little nutmeg on top, and serve.
Great.
So that's another ingredient, folks.
Dissolve the sugar in boiling water, add the rum and butter, and then add more water. Okay. I was just reading back the...
What am I going to use? I wish I had like one of those little Irish coffee mugs that's clear. Maybe I'll dig around for a clear mug.
And when we say Jamaica rum, I mean, I got Myers.
Perfect.
That's spot on, right?
That's spot on.
I got that Smith & Cross that we used a while ago.
Is that clear or is that gold?
That's cool. It's dark.
Good, nice. good. Because I was looking, I've got some Jamaica rum that tastes really good, but it's clear. And I'm realizing now that I might just make myself a big clear, hot, clear drink. But, yeah, lots of people use brown sugar for this, but this just said powdered sugar. Hey, that's life.
The thing I'm expecting here, what I read was that making it this way, it gets, like, oily on the top, and you get, like, you're going to be drinking a little bit of the buttery, greasy oil there.
Don't feel like I'll like that.
Yeah, that when I had it at the Tam O'Shanter, it did have a film on top that was pretty fatty. But I think we're supposed to be like, this was making us strong. We can go caroling all night.
That's great. I love that.
I won't,
that
and thinking. I won't even need to shoot a
catamount.
Catamount. Yeah. Great. Shall we get into it? Yeah.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
Off we go.
Folks, we'll see you after these messages.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back talking hot buttered rum.
Oh, those ads, all those ads. How do you listen to the podcast without the ads, Jeff?
Oh, Mike, you know what you got to do? Go to a desktop computer, punch in patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's the answer to your prayers, man.
What do you mean?
Well, see, over there you can get all the access to all our bonus content and ad-free episodes of the Mainline Cocktail Podcast.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. Saves me some time.
Pretty much, folks, if you don't subscribe to our Patreon and pay us money for the ad-free episodes, then the least you could do is make sure to buy all the products from our sponsors when you listen to this free episode.
Yeah, each and every one.
Please and thank you. That will help us.
It's honor system.
It'll keep the advertising execs off our back. They're on our breathing down our neck every week. You guys got to push the product. You're not pushing the product.
Mention Manscaped again.
Buzz your balls.
Well, let's see him.
Oh, come all ye carolers. Look at this. Ah, come on. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just into my Cape Cod mug.
Yeah, I got a normal coffee mug. And I made it a little small because that's a lot of butter. And
yeah, I made it a little small too. I didn't want to just have a big water cup.
Yeah, I did probably a quarter of a chestnut's worth of butter.
Not me.
That was so, as I was cutting the, what do you say, slicing the butter? Cutting the butter. As I was doing that, I was like, I remember we just talked about chestnut, but I have no idea what size a chestnut is.
Slicing the butter is kind of, that's what I say when I'm out on the, you know, dancing on the dance floor. I'm slicing the butter out here tonight.
I think people say that, you know, cutting the cheese, but if it's a wet fart, you say slicing the butter. Ooh, who sliced the butter in here?
I tried to eyeball exactly half a chestnut, and it kind of came out as just like a butter pad size, like what you would put on top of a pancake.
Yeah. Like a substantial one, though, like you'd get when you're being a little nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also stole a little sliver and ate it, and without salt in it, butter doesn't really taste good. Salt is the whole point.
That's what I hear. And I got a whole brick of unsalted butter hanging out in my fridge now.
You gotta salt it up. Drink. Mash it up with some salt.
You know what I like is when you're at a restaurant, a breakfast place, and the butter they give you on top of a pancake is a little scoop.
Ice cream, love it.
Oh yeah, scooper, or it's like whipped. It's like a little chunk, Denny's style.
That's what I need for this. All right, well, let's drink these before they get too cold.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Ooh.
Okay.
Warms my frigid body. Ooh.
I got a mouthful of my nutmeg right from the top.
Ooh, I forgot nutmeg. BRB.
BRB. What does that stand for?
Where's my damn nutmeg?
Who's he asking?
Ooh, Tim. Smart move having biscuits nearby.
Yeah, look at. I was trying to think of what snack would go well with this because I've eaten dinner, and it's like the most boring food on earth. It's like these digestive, like tea cookies, kind of petite beurre biscuit, little butter biscuit.
Yeah,
you're my little butter biscuit.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh,
yeah, those biscuits look like so old timey, like what the kids ate in like Peter Pan and stuff.
They have no taste, and then they also don't fill you up. They don't do anything.
They look like, you know, on like Wallace and Gromit, when he, when Wallace takes a cracker out, it's like thick because it's made of clay.
Yeah. Wallace would love this.
I love those fucking Wallace and Gromit.
Okay, my first sip was all nutmeg. I'm going in for sip two to see what lies below.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely getting butter.
All our chit-chatting, warm this, you know, cool this down to a nice, it's warm but not hot. You can take a full gulp, which I am going to do right now.
I mean, it's all there right in the name, huh? Hot buttered rum. It didn't... mine is very rum forward, right? Did you guys, maybe if you added more sugar or water, it would be otherwise, but it's rummy in the
pretty
tummy.
Rummy over here.
I kind of wish I had made one with like the brown sugar and the vanilla extract and the allspice and the cloves.
Mm. All the stuff, huh?
But this tastes to me like, it reminds me not only in color, but just like in taste, like miso soup, which I do enjoy. But it's got a pretty light
taste
flavor. No, not in taste, but like it would be like the miso soup version of a hot drink.
It is soupy. Look at it. Like it's got the little speckled dots all over it, like you see in like a chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got sort of like an oily thing, an oily grease to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, when soup gets like the schmaltz on top. So how do you feel about this butter? I don't mind it. I mean, it's weird to have a layer of fat on top. But it's not adding much to taste, but I kind of like the thickness.
Yeah.
It does give it a little
it's pretty good.
Body.
Body by Jake.
Yeah. I would probably crank up the sugar or use some spices to give this to kind of like counteract just the rum, because this is very rummy. I didn't put a lot of water. But if I were walking on a tundra getting chased by wolves.
And a catamount.
Yeah, shooting at a mountain cat. Hey, cat mountain cat. There you go.
Hey, there you go. That's the etymology.
I'm from the Catskill Mountains.
Yeah, this was like an old time. You know, if you're a colonial person and you're out there chopping wood in the wintertime, and you go inside, Sue Beth, can you please pour me some of that good fortifying butter rum?
Yes,
it is time for me to take my death.
Yeah.
Take your death?
What the fuck? No, man.
Just take your slumber.
You gotta live.
We gotta live.
Just live, damn it. You've got so many things to contribute.
Yeah, I agree, though. This is like something like the Bob Odenkirk character in Little Women sends Saoirse Ronan to the kitchen to get him a cup of this.
Yeah. Yeah, oof. A cup of something.
This is what people drank before they had... better stuff came along, you know?
You mean before they had Ciroc?
They didn't have Fireball back when this came out.
Ooh, but we got it now, don't we? Fireball.
Hey, Fireball would... Hot buttered Fireball.
Yeah, that would be
good.
I'm
going to do that on round two.
That almost seems like fucking crazy, man. Almost.
Almost.
Almost seems that way.
Almost.
Oh, God, remember the Fireball eggnog we did last year?
Yeah, baby.
Who could forget?
You guys got the name brand Fireball Eggnog, and I just did Fireball and Eggnog. That was good.
That was good. They were all pretty good.
I implore you to try that this year.
Yeah. I went to the store, and I saw they had that pack of 10 nips of Fireball. I think you got that before, right, Mike?
Yeah, I've got
I took a picture of it and showed you, but in the bucket?
Maybe, no, I think maybe Neil in Hawaii got like a multi-pack
of
nips.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Right. I think you're right.
I found that, and I was like, yeah, throw it in the cart.
In my local grocery store, they don't carry wine, and they don't carry liquor, but they have beer, and then up by the checkouts was like an impulse Fireball station.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was close, my friend.
That's a very funny impulse buy. You're like, oh, yeah, I want to party my nards off.
Oh, yeah, I guess I do want to be the coolest fucking guy at this party.
After our nog discussion last year, I settled into my favorite boozy nog, which was you don't even have to mix anything up, but there's a bottle you can buy called Pennsylvania Dutch Eggnog. Have you ever had that?
No.
And it's already mixed up. It's got brandy and eggnog in it. And it's heavy, And you got to serve it on the rocks and let the rocks get a little melty, but it's very good.
Oh, it's heavy as far as like literally the weight and the cream of it.
Heavy cream.
This with the nutmeg in here and the butter, it kind of given me eggnog vibes.
Yeah,
it's sort of serving eggnog vibes.
yeah, but there's no egg or nog.
Interesting. Oh, speaking of rum and eggnog, which we're not talking about, I found myself in the freezer aisle the other day. I said, you know what, Mike? Get yourself some ice cream. You haven't had ice cream in a while. You get a tub of it. You eat that stuff at home at your leisure. It's not a pressure situation. Mm-hmm. So I reach in, and I think I'm getting a chocolate chip. And I pull it out, and it's not chocolate chip. It's rum raisin. Have you ever had rum raisin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, Mike, buy the rum raisin. Just buy it. Bring it home. You eat it. You have some of it.
At your
not
leisure.
Not a big deal. At my leisure. Don't always pressure me. So I get home. A couple days pass. I go, oh, I've got ice cream. Oh, it's rum raisin. We'll see how this is. I scoop a whole bunch of it into a bowl.
Yeah.
I eat that shit. It tastes great. It yeah. tastes a little bit like eggnog, which I don't really like. But this was good.
This guy's all over the place.
This was good. Yeah. And I could be in my home and eat it at my leisure.
This story has a lot of like, I don't like that, but I think I might. And then you try it and you don't think you like it, but then you maybe do. And it's like.
But bottom line, you like it and you find the little raisins in it. Interesting.
Were the raisins soft or were they hard in there?
They're soft.
That's nice. It's like the cherries in a Cherry Garcia.
Exactly.
How do they do it?
Exactamundo.
How do they keep them so soft?
They water the grape plants with antifreeze.
Stop. I have a ice cream recommendation for you. Do you know the brand, much like those boring cookies, biscuits that I was just eating now, there's a brand they sometimes give it on planes that's called like Biscoff.
And it's kind of like those biscuits have disappeared. Those ones you didn't like, they're nowhere to be found in your.
Oh, yeah. I hoovered them. Much like President Hoover.
The Biscoff, yes.
Biscoffs. You know, you're on a plane, they hand those to you, and you think they're going to be boring, but those are actually good. They kind of got a graham ginger thing going on. Well, that brand has come out with, like, ice cream pints, like, flavored of those cookies and different, like, versions of it, and it's fucking great.
Damn, that sounds great.
You got to eat it.
Now, you find this in your local grocer's freezer, or where do you find this?
Yeah, do you know my local grocer, Albertson?
Uh-huh.
I find it in his freezer.
So you're gonna go back and to the left.
JFK, nope. Kevin Costner.
Thank you. And you're not doing that at that Albertson's. You're finding the aisle with all the cases.
So you're going back and to the left, to the left.
Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce Knowles and JFK, back to the left.
Jay-Z. JFK.
Ooh.
Okay, there's something there.
There is something there. With a lot of conspiracy theories around his death, and now around Beyonce's husband.
Hubby.
Do you think that could be like, you know, driver put up the partition, please? You know, and then JFK in Dealey Plaza was in the back of a limo with... You don't want that magic bullet. There's something there.
There's got to be something there. All right, internet, do your thing.
And drunk in love. I mean, Ted Kennedy was drunk all the time.
Yeah.
And he was in love.
Yeah, with the law.
Whore in, I don't know, didn't he kill a prostitute? You know, this is not what we need to talk about.
No. Just real
Jeff,
quick, she was a nice, innocent lady.
Michael,
you edit that out.
Where's your holiday cheer?
Don't turn
cheer?
This on, Jeff. You edit that out.
Yeah, don't put this on me.
Jeff, you edit that out. I don't want to hear the word whore or me talking about prostitutes,
just
okay?
Just bleep it.
All right. Yeah. Go.
It's the holiday season. What are we talking using this type of language?
We're not here to talk about Chappaquiddick.
No.
Bleep
we're
that.
We're here to talk about Jolly Saint Nick.
Hey, if you don't stop that, I'm going to bleep you in a second.
Jolly Saint Nick, that's right.
How are you feeling? I'm maybe liking this more as we go.
I'm getting a flush. I'm getting a hot flash because it's the rum, but it's also hot.
Yeah, it's
and
hot.
And I feel like I need to wash my face. Like, you know, after you have lobster and you're like, well, I've been dealing with all this butter. I have butter all over my lips. I smell like butter.
How did it already secrete out of our pores this fast?
Mm. I'm not. Oof. That was a big rummy. I'm loving this.
Have you ever had a drink called the Tom and Jerry? That's also like a hot Christmas drink.
Tim, I just looked it up.
Oh, what is it? It's like a hot nog?
It's very similar to the last fucking thing toddy. We did. There's like hot star toddy. Anise in it.
Hot
I
toddy.
I think it's like a hot toddy with like some hot toddy. I don't know if it's a hot toddy, okay?
Are you currently bleeping me? Is that why you can't hear me? It was a hot toddy.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you. I remember I looked it up because I was like, did that name come before the cartoon?
Right. And what's
it's the verdict? It's all based on a book / play. With like a really long name, but the two main characters are Tom and Jerry.
Did you know that Simon and Garfunkel, like they were originally Tom and Jerry for a second?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's why when it's like, Tom kept your plane right on time. It's because Paul was in New York Paul was at a gig and Garfunkel was acting in the movie Catch 22 and he missed his plane or something like that.
Ah. All right, here's the drink. I'm sorry. It's a variant of eggnog with brandy and rum.
Wow. Sounds good.
So, not a hot toddy, but a sort of a nog.
See, that's another one that, in addition to hot buttered rum batter, Trader Vic also sells a jar of Tom and Jerry, like, mix. And I think I may even have a jar if I
The ingredients on Wikipedia say 1 cup milk, half of an egg yolk, half of an egg white. It's like, well, just say half an egg.
Yeah, half an egg.
How do you get half that? That's gotta be tough.
Hey man, that's on you. You can figure that out.
You hard boil it and then you cut it in half and then you add that.
2.5 teaspoon confectioner's sugar, 5 teaspoon brandy, pinch ground nutmeg. So we're in the same wheelhouse.
I like brandy. Brandy sounds good.
Pinch ground nutmeg.
Hey, I was just thinking that this is a good caroling drink. You guys ever go caroling? Was that a part of your life?
No, it was not. I had once in my life, I had carolers come to the front door.
We should go caroling, just the three of us, and knock on people's doors.
Yeah, blow the fucking doors off these places.
I like to party. We came here to rock.
Christmas
rock. Pretty cool. Wait, Jeff, did you say you haven't gone caroling either?
No, I think it's awkward. Yeah, like awkward. That's something that would make me be like, "Oh, no thanks. I don't want to do that." I never like singing in church.
Reading. I have never had carolers come to my door and I've never gone caroling, but if you eat at the Tam O'Shanter around the holidays, the people in Victorian garb come around and sing to you. And it's very fun. And then you can request song. You could request, you know, Mariah Carey and they'll sing it for you. But I kind of spend the whole song wondering how much I got a tip. You know, I'm like, smiling real big, sweat dripping down my forehead, trying to keep on Tim, the show that I'm enjoying it. But
you
I'm
do what I do.
Wallet.
I've been in that situation before. What you do, you say to yourself, all right, I know what I'm going to tip them. You set a 50-cent piece aside, and then you enjoy the rest of the song.
Yes.
Here's what I've been doing,
though. They want to dress like Victorian-era people? Yeah. They're going to get paid like Victorian-era people.
You get a sixpence. Don't point that iPad at me with a Square app.
None the richer.
At the beginning of the song, I give them a half shilling, and then I say, if your performance is up to snuff, then the other half you shall receive. No, but when they're singing, I don't know what I have in my wallet. And if six people sing me a song, I'm thinking I'm going to give them, you know, $10 or something. But then it's humiliating if you look in there and just only a one. what are six people going to do with a one?
I've given away more $20 bills to unhoused people that way who are, you know, looking for money. And they say, you have anything? I said, hold on, let me see what I got. And I only have 20s.
Yeah, you take out your big wad. You go. You lick your thumb and you count through the wad. What do we got in here?
Let's see. Oh, yes. Here's a 50-cent piece right in the middle for you. I'm unloading fucking greenbacks, baby.
Cool. Very cool.
You find me out in the city. Ask me for money because I'm carrying cash.
You can find me in the club bottle full of bub.
That's right.
Cup full of rum.
Should let me tell you about the little stuff I made here.
The batter.
The batter. Let me find the recipe I
you
used.
You don't mean batter like, hey, batter up, right?
You don't mean batter like, hey, batter, batter, swing, batter.
So we batter.
No, 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 no. Nothing like that. Nothing like
Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
You know that thing, you know when you open a website sometimes on your phone? I notice a lot with recipe websites. You open it up and your screen just starts bouncing all over the place because all the ads are loading.
Pop-ups and all that.
Fucking hate that shit. All right, here we go. So this is, you're going to need, you know what? I'm not even going to go through all the measurements and stuff because you can find these online. There's like a whole bunch of different
ones. They're all
different
all the time.
Yeah, but give us a gist of the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to use dark brown sugar.
Nice.
A full stick of butter. A cup of honey. Ground cinnamon, ground nutmeg, ground cloves, pinch of salt, rum, boiling water, and then sticks of cinnamon for garnish, which I did not use.
And this makes a big batch for like four people?
Yeah, this is a big one. Use an electric mixer. Take the brown sugar, the butter, the honey, the cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and salt. Mix that all into a bowl.
That's like a
until
cake.
It's smooth.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's just like you're mixing up the batter there.
This is that slime I was talking about.
And then add the rum to 2 cups of boiling water, and then stir in the butter mixture until it dissolves. Like, you know, use a teaspoon or something, or however much you want. But the idea is you can also, like I made a bunch of it. I'm not going to drink four. This makes four drinks. I'm not going to drink four hot butter rums tonight. What I am going to do, I'm going to put it in a Tupperware, zoop, right in the fridge. Freezer.
Yep, there we go.
Into the freezer it goes.
Mike. Here's what you have not anticipated, my friend.
Mm?
When you take that thing out of the Tupperware, when you take that thing out of the fridge, that butter's going to be weird and gross and solidified up top. You just know it.
No, 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 no. Because I mixed it well.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It's not a liquid. It's a mush.
The batter.
Oh, you're just talking about the mush.
It's like a dough. Right?
You're just talking about the mush.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. You don't. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't freeze the whole.
The whole drink. Punch bowl. I was going to say, that's for your other carolers, your other wassailers.
Right.
Those other servings.
Okay, so when you say wassail, there's a drink called wassail. I'd been calling it wassail, but what are wassailers are carolers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here Jesus. We go, a wassailing.
Here we go, a wassailing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here we come a wassailing. Oh, yes.
Now,
oh,
Mike,
yes, oh, yes.
What I liked about, yes, I also oh, found yes, one yes, of those yes. big cakey drinks. Big cakey recipes. So I have those goods too. So round two, I'm going to go ham with a little brown sugar and allspice and all that shit.
Oh, right.
But I like that, Tim, you found a nice single serving recipe. So I'm going to use that as the backbone.
Yeah.
Because, wait, and that single serving recipe that I found, are you talking about Jerry Thomas's?
Yeah, yeah, the one we just did. Like that was nice because it was like, that's how you make one of these and not like four.
Listen to this. In the Jerry Thomas guide from the 1800s, further up the page, he said hot spiced rum. And it's our same recipe that we just did, but he adds a teaspoon of spices, allspice and cloves, not ground. So whole cloves and allspice. Allspice is funny. I kind of think of that as like, it's like the taste of like Jamaican jerk chicken. But if you use it in this context, it's a little more cinnamony. Roasty toasty.
For those of you listening who are, you know, driving their car, they're doing chores around the house, not paying attention, he did not say Old Spice. Please.
Stop it.
I thought allspice was a combination of spices, and it's own thing. It's a plant.
Ooh. Okay, so for round two, Jeff, you're going to get a little spicy with some spices. Yes. Mike, you're going to use a batter that you made and you found that recipe on liquor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's my question to you. If I wanted to be interesting for the pod, should I use I have a jar of Trader Vic's store-bought batter, hot buttered rum batter, or do I make a hot buttered fireball?
A fireball.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the Jerry Thomas recipe we did in round one, but I'm swapping out my rum for... Fireball.
Woo
woo!
All right, folks. We'll see you,
soon.
In a moment.
Peace.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with Hot Buttered Tweaks.
That could be a good
spin-off
podcast for us. The Tweak of the Week.
I'll just rattle it off real fast. We don't want to get bogged down with this shit. I did brown sugar instead of the powdered.
Smart.
Little dashes of all those clove, allspice, and nutmeg. Mm-hmm. Put in a little vanilla extract. Salted butter, went for the Lando Lakes this time.
Okay.
And I'm getting some more chunks on top than I thought. I don't know what that is.
Chunks.
Sip it up, my boy.
I mean, it's a little better with that vanilla extract, but I'll save my thoughts. You guys go.
Michael, you had the batter, the liquor.com batter.
Yeah, here we go. This smells delicious. Oh yeah, that's something else.
You know, if you're not living that batter lifestyle, you're just not living.
I gotta tell you, I wish the water wasn't in it. You know what I mean? The water makes it too watery.
Yeah, well, you could just do a little splash, or hey, just eat dough.
Eat dough.
I did eat some of the dough. I ate some of the dough.
That sounds like a kiss off. Like, hey, eat dough.
Eat dough. Hey, you want to slice butter around here? Go eat dough.
Remember there was a song in Blue Hawaii about Ito, and he was eating too much, and they're like, Ito eats like far out of style.
He eats like his teeth are out because he eats so much his teeth are getting worn down.
I guess he doesn't use his teeth.
That is a strange A to C going on there.
It's almost like it's a bad song. Hey, speaking of eating dough, I did see this jar of Trader Vic's hot buttered rum mix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I took a teaspoon straight to the dome and ate that, and it was delicious. It tasted like cookie batter. But now I'm having a sip of my
fireball.
Hot buttered fireball. Oh! Way better than that, the round one of Jerry Thomas, because, you know, fireball is, like, sweetened. Mm-hmm. So it's sweeter, and it brought cinnamon to the party. It's great.
Ooh. But you did add butter, right?
Mm-hmm. And this frothy, filmy butter on top does kind of work really well with the fireball. This is nice. Good.
The cinnamon, the batter has a bunch of cinnamon. It's the, it is the brown sugar that makes it.
Hey, brown sugar, how come you taste so good?
You know, they're not doing that song anymore on tour.
Yeah. They forgot the chords.
I wonder why.
Oh, stop it.
Let's get into final thoughts, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Appointment only. This is the definition of appointment only. I don't want to have this unless like we're all having it.
It's a wassailing right. appointment, and you have it's in the appointment book.
I wish I loved the butter, but like it's not like the I want to like the weird thing. Do you know how badly I want to like the bullshot mm-hmm. and all that stuff? I do like the mm-hmm. bullshot, but mm. butter has no place in a beverage.
You say butter, give it to a nutter. You'll take a yes. beer, please.
Yes, hot like buttered that. Beer.
I like that. butter beer. Ooh.
Hey, I'm going to Universal tomorrow. Maybe I'll try some of that butter beer. Have you guys had that?
No, I haven't. Try that.
I'll try it.
Do yourself a favor. Are you going to the Harry Potter land?
Yes.
Get the front of the line pass. Waiting in line for those rides is not worth it at all.
Got it.
And take some recordings. You know, make it a Booze News feature.
Ooh, me, yeah, a little cameraman. Wow. On the loose.
Actually, they have one ride where you go inside and it's like in the castle. That was very fun. I'm still reeling from it. Okay. what I'll say about the Jerry Thomas guide, if that's appointment only, I am not RSVPing. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you tell me you're going to make some hot rum butter. I'm right there.
Butter or batter?
Butter batter, beer boy.
Wait, they should call it hot battered rum instead of hot buttered rum.
Ah.
To each his own. Yes, yes.
Tim, in this holiday season, you have ceased to surprise me.
To all the batterers out there, mix on.
To the carolers peddling their vocal wares for a shilling a 10-piece pence.
My final thoughts, I agree. Round one, original Jerry Thomas, appointment only. Not really a drink that you're going to want to be drinking. But...
it's a hot drink you don't want near your mouth. I will say that.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it as far from lip as your house shall allow. Yeah.
It's a nice decoration.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's fun decorate to say.
Hey, we're making hot butter trash rum. Can. but I'm really not kidding. Hot buttered Fireball is fucking delicious. And here's one other difference. This time, after I had everything in there, all the hot water and the butter and everything, I put a bar spoon in there and I spun it around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this time, like when the butter came to the top, it had taken up some, it has some of the Fireball juice in it, you know? So the butter, it's not just butter on top of a drink. It's fire.
It's a vehicle for Fireball. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fire butter.
question for you guys. Have you ever had or heard of butter in coffee?
Yes.
Oh,
it's like bulletproof or something people call it.
Oh, I don't know. But I know that that's a thing, is that people will put a little pat of butter in their coffee instead of cream.
Huh. People do that when they're trying to get fat and die.
Butter in the coffee. People are dipping French fries in mayonnaise. Whew.
I do that. I love that.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. Bulletproof coffee. Yeah.
Hmm.
Butter. Oh, God, too much allspice.
Too much spice.
You know what was also nice when I was making this hot buttered Fireball? The nip bottle was the perfect size. So I just dumped the whole thing. That's nice and easy.
That is nice.
Yep.
So I will say this.
Go to a diner, steal one of those little to-go pads of butter, and then have a little nip of Fireball on you at all times. All you need is a cup of hot water and you have a fun drink.
You should have Fireball on you at all times anyway. I'll usually, you know those Camelback things mountain bikers use?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go out for the day, I'll strap one of those on my back and just fill the whole thing with Fireball.
Yeah?
I'm good to go. You know, leave me alone, you don't have to worry about me all day. I'm good to go.
Because that's usually my issue with you, is I'm like, is he going to be okay? Usually I have to bring a Disney movie or something to pop on the TV. Yep. So that
I am entertaining myself that day.
The other day I went to, I've got a little nephew who's only two, and we went to Benihana. And you would think if you're a kid, Benihana would be the most fun thing to look at in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
He was watching a cartoon on his iPad.
Of course.
And then the chef did the fire, like he was flipping shrimp tails around. He was making egg rolls. He was doing the onion volcano. And this little dude didn't care. He was just watching his cartoon.
I guess, you know, Is he a COVID baby? No. 2 years old?
He was born before COVID, but he's lived the majority of his life in COVID.
He doesn't understand that as in the real world, we like this. We like to see the shrimps fly around. We like it when he takes the fried rice and spells out, I love you. So you clap for him.
We like this kind
of thing.
We
like the onion volcano.
That's right. That's right. We love the taste of the food.
After the onion volcano, he just discarded those onions. I thought they would make their way into the dinner, into the fried rice. Nope. Garbage.
Yeah.
Well, they put so much oil on them that to make it spew, they really drench it.
What do I care? I'm drinking butter in my rum.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. You got to skip one of those meals, though.
Hey, I'm seeing on this this Bulletproof coffee, it's a popular keto drink because it's free of carbs, although high in calories and high in fat.
Right, because in keto, you're not only going no carb, you're like trying to eat fat, right? It's like more fat you eat.
Don't know.
Eat fat.
The more fat you eat, the more toe you keet. Keto. Can you guys remind me that I want to do a famous sketch character on TV and it's Judge Keto?
Yeah, I can remind you about
that. I'll set an alarm.
Set an alarm. Oh, shit, I got to jump on live TV and do Judge Keto.
Great.
I'm heading down to KTLA right now. Folks, it is the beginning.
They gave me a 4-minute slot in primetime KTLA. Folks, that would be so cool if you guys turned on KTLA and I had a show and it was just like, yeah, it's local, but it's LA. That's a big market.
Hey, folks, we got 4 minutes of Judge Keto for you.
Yeah. We're not really sure what to do with the other 26 minutes of that time slot.
Our sponsors fell out, and this guy's got something. He's going to do Judge Keto.
But, you know, Judge Ito is a local legend, so we wanted to pay homage to him.
Sure. Homage. What I was about to say is, yes, it is the start of the holiday season. Yes, go out there and spread cheer. Yes, be on your best behavior. Santa's watching. And have yourself this drink. This is great. Yeah. The one I'm talking about, the battered one.
Okay.
Yeah, and the fireball one. And then, Jeff, you like your spiced one, right?
Nah, I don't even care about it.
Oh, no. What if you put a big lump of brown sugar? I feel like brown sugar is probably what made Mike's good.
Tim, you're looking at it. I got brown sugar in there.
Yeah, but did you put a lot, Jeff?
I put a normal teaspoon.
You got to put 3 chestnuts worth.
Okay, yeah. Not enough chestnuts worth of...
And 1 acorn's worth as well.
Yeah, a little to top it off.
You guys ever have a roasted chestnut?
Yeah, in New York City.
I never have. Where do they have them? On the streets?
Yeah, well, you know me. And when I'm in New York, I'm walking, talking out there with the people, you know?
Oh, wow.
Fucking talking. I like that.
Look at this guy.
No, like literally in front of Radio City Music Hall, they sell roasted chestnuts. And they're kind of like weird. They're kind of squirmy, wormy. They're not good.
Oh.
They smell good. The cashews are good. Hot cashews are good.
Tim, that whole time we were talking about chestnuts and what a half chestnut is, I was thinking walnuts.
Oh shit. That's why you didn't like your drink.
How big is a chestnut?
Chestnut kind of looks like a raptor claw.
Huh?
Oh, shit. You know, I'm picturing I'm picturing a Buckeye. That's what I'm picturing.
Well, you know, when you hold one chestnut, you think it's just the one, and then you say, clever girl, and they come in from the side.
Yeah, okay. I do know that.
Tim, you're mentioning Radio City Music Hall. I'm glad you did. I'm going to go. Me and some of my New York friends are going to go to the Rockettes.
Oh man, Michael, I went to that show ironically like 5 years ago, and it's a test of patience.
Really?
I mean, it's fun. It's like you know those shows where like there's families of tourists arriving like the whole show. It's like the second act, and there's still people like trying to find their seats. It's just a complete mess. But there's songs, they just crap these songs out. It's like shopping in New York on the holidays. And then it's like, okay, let's go to the next song. And it's like walking down Broadway on the holidays.
And you're shopping too.
Might stop the shop while you're on Broadway. Okay.
You bought tickets for the show, didn't you?
But I mean, I did have fun, and I got a double Jack Daniels on the rocks.
See, I think that's the way to do it.
Hey, yeah, it wasn't all bad.
Hot battered rums and head in there. Get yourself a camelback of hot butters. Woo!
It's a scalding
burn
your
back. The back.
Ouch.
Jesus, I'm spilling out batter everywhere.
They got that rink there, right?
Yeah, they got the.
Why don't they ever put those Rockettes on the ice?
Oh, yeah, Jeffy, I think you'd end up with a lot of twisted ankles.
Yeah, but it would kind of up the ante, you know, for the modern audience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. That's
Let's
true.
Start kicking yeah. those feet up with blades on the feet.
Yeah.
Blades of steel.
Blades of steel.
Ching.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreons, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/TheSloppyBoys. And hey, you talk about shopping small during the holidays.
Yes.
You can't shop any smaller than The Sloppy Boys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We ain't got no money.
Get your Moomy and Peepaw of a year-long Big Money Hustlers subscription.
Yeah. How about you get a nice crew neck Sloppy Boys sweatshirt for Poo-Poo and Stinky.
Oh, come on.
Make Uncle Steve a pay pig. Why don't you get a little Sloppy Boys flask for shit streak and piss stain?
Yeah. Hey, why are so many of them pissing shit? It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have awesome flasks. Mike, you were right.
I know. We sold them at the Chicago show.
And they're not available online. I'm sorry, folks.
We got to book someday. A show, and then we got to sell them at the show.
Shit.
But you make a good point about the Patreon.
We should sell those to the patrons, though.
If there was only a way.
Via the Patreon website?
Yeah, I can find a way.
Patreon's good, though. It's got, you know, this week on The Blowout, we talked about our favorite Christmas specials. It's fun. If you're just listening to this podcast and you're craving more Duddy, Hanny, and Calp, you got to get on the Tron.
Clap
Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon?
I know you're probably out there saying, I don't have any more money left. I gotta buy a sweater for little Timmy. I gotta get the new Xbox game for little Billy Boy. Well, you know what? Do us a favor, you don't spend anything. Tell people about the show, like and subscribe. That's how we grow the pod.
Yeah.
Stand up during the church announcements on Christmas Eve and say, I'd like to spread the good word of the slop.
I deny this heathen. My true God is the slophead patron.
I can't believe I came to church with Rimjob and Beaver.
Analingus and hardcore intercourse.
My grandma Analingus.
Folks, have a great December, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Chestnuts roasting on a roasting fire.
Here's a Jack Frost hanging there as well.
Go down Broadway and buy some gifts.
Shopping with the Rockettes. Say it.
Ooh, one fell on the ice. She's she's broken through and sinking.
She's an ice cube now.
She's an ice cube, baby. And she's an ice cube, baby. And she froze her tits.
She's an ice cube, baby.
Ice cube, baby.
She wasn't a cube. She was an ice cube.
Whew. All right. That's enough of that shit.
Too many battered rooms.
Give it up for your boys. Give it up for your boys.